listen to a familiar tune, a familiar Elizabethan tune played by one of the most remarkable guitarists in the world, our guest this morning. By way of introducing Siegfried Behrendt, whom America does not know but will, I'm certain, in the very near future. Mr. Behrendt has traveled throughout the world and is considered one of the most accomplished of all classical guitarists. Recently, the Asahi Shimbun in Tokyo spoke in this vein of one of his concerts. Segovia is king of the guitar from the 19th century. Julian Bream may be the best guitarist in England. Epis, perhaps the best guitar player in Spain. Siegfried Behrendt, the best guitar player in the world. He does make music on the guitar, and that's quite a mouthful, Mr. Behrendt. And I noticed the Istanbul papers, the Moscow papers, and we'll hear about your experience in the Soviet Union, too. The Berlin papers speak in the same vein. Now, what's most interesting, you did not originally study guitar, Mr. Behrendt.
No, I studied composing and conducting, and I am originally a conductor. See, but then I find out that the guitar is the only instrument which has the most color, and human is able to bring this color out, which is not possible with any other instruments, which but I know.
In what way? Would you mind demonstrating? You say the guitar has the most color. A while ago you were showing on the guitar.
Oh, you see, you can make the chords like strings and so. You can make the same like a cembalo. Here. You can play with an orchestra with a guitar.
Isn't that what Debussy called it, a small orchestra?
Berlioz said the guitar is a small orchestra, and Debussy said that the guitar is the most colorful instrument he knows, but he feels sorry that it's so difficult to play.
And some of the composers worked with guitar, like Schubert, for example.
Yeah, all the old music, till Bach's time, we had only lute and guitar music in Europe. And later it comes Schubert and Diabelli, and they all have written some composition for guitar. And for instance, a very interesting, nobody knows that Paganini wrote more composition for guitar than for violin. He just wrote 27 works for violin. Therefore, most of these sonatas are with guitar accompaniment. But for guitar alone, he wrote more than 150 compositions and 60 quintets for guitar and string quartets.
Suppose we start then at the beginning. I know that your literature, your guitar literature, goes all the way from the 16th century to today. And it was an early English lute piece, Greenslees, you're just playing now for demonstration purposes. Suppose then we follow your path.
Oh, there I have one thing I love very much. I made the first performance with some friends of mine last year in Italy in the Maggio Musicale Music Festival. And we played the first opera which is ever written from Jacopo Peri, 1590, for the marriage of Lorena de' Medici. And this opera is a little ballet which is written for lute. I will play that now.
Please.